This is Bonnie Simon on the Bonnie Simon Says podcast. You've got me and some very loud chickens, so don't mind us. So this is all part of a class where I'm trying to learn how to tell a better story. Well, the class is about some other things too, but anyway, this part of the class is about telling a better story. So I'm going to try to tell you this origin story that I have pecked out, as you may say. Okay, so I was born into a family of people who were counselors, counselor-type people. So my dad, his job throughout his life has been to help people find jobs. So he helped people, he worked for the Veterans Administration and helped disabled veterans find jobs. And then he started a company that basically did the same kind of thing. And these days he helps people make career transitions in mid-career. So when you get to be, you know, maybe 30 or 40 or 50 or even 60 and you want to change jobs and you're like, how can I do that? Because I've, you know, got so much experience and I'm entrenched in this job. That's when he can help you. So the benefit of being the child of a person who knows about how to find jobs is that I never had any trouble finding a job. So I would, you know, like if I wanted to find a job, my dad would help me go through the different steps of, you know, what to do, what did I want to do, what kind of job was I looking for, all those kinds of questions. And I never had trouble finding a job. Like a lot of people say to me, you know, oh, I tried to find a job in a recession and I couldn't find anything. That never happened to me. That I was, you know, just because I had access to all of that knowledge, it was, you know, it's like anybody else's family business. That was our family business. And so I was really good at finding jobs. And that's even though when I did, one of the things they do in career counseling is something called interest testing, where they try to figure out what you're interested in. And I believe that when I took that in my childhood, it told me that I would be a good logger. Now, I'm not sure that that's true. I'm actually 5'2", and maybe logging wasn't going to be for me, but that's what it said. Anyway, so all this time, the reason, like what I really wanted to do, I liked being able to find jobs because I wanted to, like anybody else, I wanted to be able to make money and support myself. I wanted to be able to buy things. I wanted to be able to go places if I wanted to go. I really didn't, you know, just like anybody else, I just wanted to make money. But I wanted to be, you know, like I wanted my dad to be proud of me. I wanted my parents to think, well, we raised a responsible young person. I'm not so young anymore, but I wanted them to think that at the time. I wanted them to know that that what they had taught me was important and that I had listened and that I could do these things, that I could support myself and that I could take care of myself and that this was, you know, what they had taught me was important. So all this went really well. I went to college and then I got, you know, different jobs and I ended up in graduate school for computer science. And finally I landed a corporate job and it was a good job. Like it's, you take those jobs and they're pretty stable if you, you know, you just sort of do what they tell you. And Dave, my late husband, used to say that he would say that those jobs paid you more money for less work than he was an engineer. And so some of the jobs that he had, they would make him work really hard and then they just wouldn't pay him that much. So I took that seriously. Like, I think what he said was true, that they expected a lot. Sometimes they expected a lot in terms of being on call and hours and commitment, but as a general thing, they had really good processes and generally they trained the managers pretty well. And, you know, as a thing to do every day, it was pretty good. And I was really excited about, you know, I had been to graduate school and I wanted to be like, I didn't want to be the CEO, but like, I wanted to have interesting projects and have people really respect me for my, you know, all of this hard work and knowledge and all of that. And it went all right. That it's I had some jobs that didn't go so well, but eventually I found myself on a track where I was a problem manager, which is like being a project manager but only for problems. And that went really well. It took advantage of some of my best skills and aptitudes, and I felt like I was making a difference in the corporation. But then something terrible happened. Dave got Dave, my late husband. You can see where I'm going with this. He got leukemia just one summer. Like we had had, I had just come home. I remember I had just come home from this picnic, this team picnic from work, and Dave told me that he had been to the doctor and that his white blood cell count was really high, and it was scary. So from there we went to, she sent us to a hematologist and they did this scary spinal tap kind of test. I didn't see it. They made me leave the room, and I just remember when they let Dave out of the room, he was just white as a sheet. But it turned out that he had leukemia, and for no reason, like these things just sort of come out of nowhere. He got leukemia, and we went into the hospital, and he had opted for this treatment. It's supposed to be 98% effective, and it probably is, because most of the people who get what Dave had are under 20 years old. It probably works really well on them, but after 6 weeks he had ended up in the ICU with pneumonia, and then he died. And so this is, like, I know you're hearing the story for the first time, and it, like, that part of it is always shocking, but to me it sort of seems like something that happened to somebody else. Like, I still can't believe that that's actually what happened to us. Well, so I had to do something. Some people, like, I have some friends who they their husbands died and they just stayed in the house. Like, I have one friend where she stayed in the house, and the first year she wouldn't touch anything. And the second year she got new furniture. And the third year she remodeled the entire inside of the house. And the fourth year she moved across the country. So I skipped all of those steps and I just moved across the country. I sold the house and I moved to Colorado. We had lived in Cleveland. And I came out to Colorado, and I think it was the best thing I ever did. I love it here. It's beautiful. But I had come as a transfer. Like, they had given me another job and transferred me out to Colorado. And I just never, I mean, the reality was that I was just not going to be interested in that work anymore. It really didn't matter. Like, I actually remember having a conversation with my boss. I don't, maybe it was 2 months after Dave died. And she said something like, "Are you still interested in this work?" And I just automatically answered yes. And she said something like, "Well, then you should come in on time." And I realized at that moment that I really was not interested in the work anymore. So I took the transfer. And I wasn't interested in the work here. And eventually I felt like I was just taking advantage of my employer. They were paying me. They were keeping up their end of the bargain. But I just wasn't interested in it anymore. So I had the ability to quit. And so I did. So I quit. And I quit in the middle of a recession, which, to this day sounds crazy. But I'm not sorry I did it. I did a bunch of different things. I was a good writer. I'm still, I think, a decent writer. And I wrote a blog for a long time about local businesses. And my interest was in, what do people do when, like, if you're not working for a corporation and you're not dependent on the government, like, what are people doing in the middle? How are they making a living? So I interviewed probably hundreds of people for this blog, but I never could figure out how to make money with that. But I thought, well, I could go and become a content writer, which is a person who writes, writes the content for blogs, or, writes sales letters and stuff like that. And so I joined a group called, it's the BNI, it's Business Networking International. And it was great. Like, it, gave me a community again, but I still didn't really, like, the content writing wasn't going all that well the whole time. So, like, in the meantime, my dad and I, would talk to my dad periodically, and he would talk about this idea that he was working on. And one day that we were just, I was telling him about these people at Progressive who, like, we called them stars. They were people who, they were really good at their jobs, and the managers really liked them, because anytime there was a problem, they could fix it. And so they made money and they had respect, and it was all around, like, everybody was happy. It was all around a good situation. And my dad said something like, "Oh, so it was a combination of their skills, their interests, and the work environment." And my dad's brilliant. Like, I don't really know exactly how he got this out of that story, but yeah, like, that's the thing: skills, interests, and work environment. Because all the time that I had been thinking about what it was that I wanted to do, I had been thinking about what I already knew how to do. I had been mainly thinking about my skills, but I didn't think about the other things that you know, where did I, like, I obviously didn't want to work for a corporation anymore, but what is it that, like, where did I want to work? And what, you know, what was I really interested in? That was something I hadn't really thought about since I decided to go to graduate school. So I thought about this. This is before the book was written, but I thought about this a lot. And I realized that, you know, what I'm really good at is socializing. I know that sounds crazy, but even when Dave was sick and in the hospital, like, I realized that the thing I did best, like, I didn't know anything about medical science or social work or any of that. What I was good at was creating meetings, that I could find people. I was good at making friends, and then I could find people to get together and discuss things and try to decide what the best thing to do was. That was really what I knew how to do. So I realized that sales, actually, like the sales part of selling the content writing, I really liked that. And I didn't like the writing as much. Like, I didn't like the sitting still and actually doing the writing. But the part about going to the BNI meetings and meeting with the BNI members and making friends, well, that part, I really like that. So I felt like I had finally really nailed down an interest. And it's funny because one of the things that the founder of BNI says is that sometimes the thing that gets you in the most trouble turns out to also be the thing that is the most valuable to you in your work life. And that actually turned out to be true for me. Like, my desire to spend all my time at work talking to people and looking at social media and socializing with people actually turned out, while it's not that useful in computer science, it's a fabulous, fabulous thing if you want to be in sales. But there was a problem. There was a problem in that I really wasn't ready to leave my house. I guess, let me try to explain that. So in the process of grieving, so, you know, this is, of course, you know, your husband dies, you're 39 years old, you can try to picture this, that, you know, what, like, the worst thing that could possibly happen has happened. And then how do you regroup? How do you recover? And what I had done was to spend, you know, I have my house here. I bought a house here in Colorado. And the first thing I did was get chickens. And I would garden. And I had made myself this little sanctuary that feels grounding and comfortable and safe. And I was really just not ready. I was really not ready to leave home. I tried to get a job. I was probably pretty well suited to it, except that I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to leave the house. I was the marketing manager for a farmer's market. So, like, I didn't mind talking to people about it, and I didn't mind even, like, being on TV and stuff like that. But I didn't want to have to be anywhere at a particular time. I didn't want to have to be at the markets. And I certainly didn't want to have to be at the board meetings. And that was, like, I found that very stressful. But I found actually a way to, I ended up quitting that job after a couple of years. But I found something that actually worked for me, that, you know, I wanted to work on my schedule, on my time, when I felt strong enough to work. And so what I found was something that a lot of people don't like, but it was network marketing. I sold cosmetics and then I sold shampoo, and it worked out really well because I was able to use their systems to study sales, to study how to be a good, honest, you know, community-minded salesperson, because that is exactly what they do. And then from home, they, you know, these days they've got all these systems that they teach you how to market on social media. So I could stay home and I could still make money. I could socialize when I wanted to socialize, and it worked out. It just worked out really well. I found that eventually, actually, I think this is a funny story, because eventually my dad finished his book, the book about changing careers in mid career. So I started doing these videos about the book to try to promote it. So I did, you know, one on interest, and I did one on skills, and I did another one on work environment. And, you know, so I was sort of like practice for myself while, you know, on myself, I was the subject, so I could practice it and understand what it was so that I could teach it to other people. And I did this with a number of chapters in the book. And guess what happened? I ended up with a job. I had sworn that I would never get another job, that I would rather live under a bridge than have another job. But in the process of doing all of these things, what I ended up finding out was that I really do like sales. And in a certain kind of entrepreneurial environment with with an understanding that I am basically running my own business, I love commission sales. It works really, really well for me because then I don't feel the pressure to, they're not paying me if I don't sell anything. So I just, you know, do it my own way. And it works out very nicely. I'm having a good time and I get to work with a lot of people and I get to do all the socializing I want. It's like being a professional friend. It's fabulous. But the most important thing that I probably learned was that I came to realize that I really appreciate what my dad taught me about work. I mean, it isn't just about how to find a job. It isn't just about how to make money. But what he really taught me was how meaningful work can be in a human being's life. I mean, I think that maybe is an unpopular concept right now, but if you can contribute something through work, if you can contribute something to your community, to your workplace, to your family, whatever that means, there's a lot of meaning in that. That it isn't just, sometimes it's not just about who we are, but it is about what we do. And I find that having a job that matches up with my values and with how I see the world and with those interests and skills that I have, that works. And I really think anybody can do that. And that's why I'm so interested in promoting my dad's book, because I want people to understand that, you know, whatever it is that's stopping you, there's other ways. Like, you can be creative. You don't have to do what everybody else is doing. And even, you know, even if you've had, you know, some sort of awful blow in the middle of your life that has made it so that it's not the way you expected and everything that you thought that you had, you've lost, there's still another way. So that's my story. And that's the first time I've told it in that format. So hopefully I'll get better at it. And if you're listening to this, I hope you've enjoyed it. And the chickens are quiet now, but they would say goodbye too if they knew that the podcast was ending. Bye-bye.